Flin Flon's annual Remembrance Day ceremony will take place Saturday morning, paying tribute to heroes past and present. The Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 73 will host the parade and ceremony November 11, following a similar schedule and pattern to events of previous years. Anyone wanting to take part in the parade is asked to arrive at the Legion Building, located at 73 Hapnott Street. By 9:45 a.m. the parade itself will start at 10 a.m. and will go up Hapnott Street, then turning left onto 4th Avenue and again onto Hill Street, past the cenotaph at the top of the 100 stairs. An order for "Eyes Right" will be called and the cenotaph will be guarded by a reviewing officer and members of the Cadet Corps. The parade will continue on to 3rd Avenue, which it will follow to Main Street, before turning right and heading toward the Flin Flon Community Hall, where the main ceremony will be held. During the parade, any willing participants can take part along with members of Flin Flon RCMP, the Legion Branch Color Party, veterans and members of the Legion, along with the Royal Canadian Army Cadet Corps No. 2328 and various children's groups. Experience with the parade is not required, though some warmer clothes might be needed, as the forecast for Remembrance Day is anticipated to be below 0 degrees Celsius. We stress that ordinary citizens of all ages with no connection to the Legion or military are more than welcome. Most importantly, we hope to see more young people, said Morley Naylor, the Legion's parade marshal. Do you have to be an experienced marcher? Absolutely not. Drill commands are given to ensure that the parade remains orderly and dignified, but your attendance is the important thing. Once everyone arrives at the community hall, the ceremony will continue as normal, with tributes to past veterans and Legion members, the presentation of colors and the laying of wreaths. Following the ceremony, participants will march for a second time, this time down the hill next to the community hall, left at 3rd Avenue, then a right back toward the Legion, where the flag will be raised and the ceremony will conclude. A light lunch and refreshments will be on offer at the Legion following the ceremony. Please join us in this tribute to those whose sacrifices have, and continue, to keep our great country free. It takes very little effort and means so much, said Naylor.